Now, if this don't get you ready for a game, I don't know what will. Some outcasts here. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, second day of August, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
This is, what do they say? I'll run through a wall right now. Hearing this. Get out there.
It's here.
Anyway, Mr. Crenshaw, would you do the honors?
Man, as always, it's great to catch up with this guy. You know, he's busy this time of year, and he keeps up with it all year round, but this particularly is this time of year. Jeff Fisher from High School Football America joins us now. Welcome back to Sports Radio 92.9 Game, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff, and watch yourself.
Good morning, Sam and Greg. And Greg, I heard what you said there, so I called my good friend, the Easton Assassin, Larry Holmes. So if Sam wants to pick a fight, I got my fill in.
Well, I'm getting my popcorn. I'm sitting here in the front row, and I'll let you guys work this out. For those who were not listening earlier,
well, remember now, Larry Holmes is the Eastern Assassin by way of Cuthbert, Georgia.
Okay, well, he still take you out.
That's where he was born. That's where he was born.
Yeah, well.
Yes, sir. You are 100% right.
All right. Would you inform our audience what your beef is with Mr. Fisher's list?
Let's have some pleasantries first. Can we have some pleasantries
first? He knows
first?
What's coming. He ain't trying to hear that.
No. We're happy to catch up with him. First of all, I know you're ready for this season. And before we get into the list, your thoughts on the new addition here in the metro Atlanta area. Basically talking about the stadium up at Buford. Have you had a chance to get a look at it?
I have, and you are 100% right. I'll go on record right now saying, and I've been to the original Taj Mahal, which is Allen, Texas, which is still beautiful, two decks, but you are 100% right. With the two scoreboards and all that, I think Buford may have the high school football stadium in America.
Wow.
You know, folks in Texas going to have something to say about that. They are. And they got that oil money. They got disposable, you know what, cash.
But you know what, Greg? You were talking about the price of that. I mean, remember, the original Taj Mahal was $60, and that was, what is that now? Probably 15 years ago. So actually, the $62 million on the Buford Stadium ain't bad.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not an economist. I'm just saying.
It sounded low to me. That's just me. But the place looks great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, fantastic. It will be on TV on the 14th when they take on Milton up that way. Okay, your preseason 300 you released a couple of weeks ago, several weeks ago. And what?
Greg, I was getting ready to do my Michael. I was doing my Michael Buffer. Let's get ready to rumble.
We have these California folk up at the top once again, but we do see Grayson at number four. Talk about your top five and why we're seeing the people that we're seeing and how one of our teams manages to be in that top five.
Right. So let's just start with the numbers, the raw numbers. Modern day, 5 national champs and 17 for High School Football America. We use an algorithm, as we always talk about. It's not an opinion poll. So they're number one, Southern California. They're our tribal from SoCal. St. John Bosco, 2. Bishop Gorman, always a power from Nevada, 3. Grayson at number 4. And IMG Academy out of Florida at number 5. Now, how do we do it? And I've said this to you guys every year that I do this in the preseason. I hate preseason rankings. I don't like doing them. The first year in 2012 when we began our rankings, I didn't even do it until the third week into the season because I believe that our algorithm is designed, and not only believe, it is, it analyzes what happens on the field. So because the fans want it, they want to get chat going on, they want to get everybody riled up, including Sam's blood pressure, I put out the algorithm, and we put the strength of schedule, out of state opponents, who do you have coming back, offense, defense, and all that, and we do our best to get at it, but ultimately, it comes down to the fact what's going to happen on the field. And I will say this: so why are the two teams at the top The Trinity League, which Modern Day and Bosco are in, has won 7 of the last 8 national titles. One of the reasons is, A, it's one of the best leagues in the country. Generally speaking, it's been the best since probably 2013. So you've got 5 tough games in conference or in league, and they all play a lot of good, tough teams out of state. And, ultimately, over the last 3 or 4 years, I feel that Georgia, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, has kind of pulled back on its interstate schedules. You know, get one game in there out of state, especially when you got Florida next door, South Carolina, Alabama, some great states for high school football. Find a game out of state. Buford this year, they're ranked number 12, have a shot at a national title, but they haven't played anybody out of state. So in the algorithm, you know, it comes into play, strength of schedule and who you play and all that. But I think the Rams are good. Milton last year, let's point it out to the folks, Milton finished number 2 in the nation, the number 1 public school. So it's not out of the realm of possibility there that Grayson, if they run the table, win another 6A title, Rams could be number 1.
Fantastic, folks. Spend some time with Jeff Fisher, High School Football America. He is social. You can always follow him at HSFB America, at HSFB America. And he has you go there and see this preseason 300 from around. And usually, always, there are a lot of Georgia teams that do make this list. And once again, we do see a great many teams from the state of Georgia that are there. Thoughts about our what we see when we watch our game here on Friday nights and how we stack up, really, from top to bottom with other states around the country?
Yeah, well, there's 28 in all in the top 300. When we kind of counted down to our top 300, we started with an elite 1,100. You guys had 90. So right now, Georgia, and you know, we talked about this, you and I and Greg, when we've been on the air, Georgia has really strengthened itself. I mean, when you really look at the amount of population here in Georgia versus a California or a Texas, I mean, Georgia's number 1, right? But overall, Georgia's the solid number 3 right now. I think you guys have displaced, in our algorithm at least, California. So it's definitely Florida, Texas, Georgia, and that. And, you know, you can see all of our rankings at highschoolfootballamerica.com. But 28 teams out of the top 300, that's real good. And with Grayson at 4, Buford at 12, and Milton then at 18, those are 3 legit teams in there that can do that. Milton comes up with a big win there on the road at Buford, and they're back right into the conversation like last year. So it's going to be a fun year. I think there's more balance in not only the state this year, but across the country, and there are a ton of teams flying across the country or going across state borders and all that to really kind of say, hey, we're deserving these national titles. And that's kind of happened over the last 4 to 5 years. And here's what the fans need to watch. And a lot of these games are going to be on TV. You're going to be able to see them on ESPN and all that. By the end of Labor Day, you're going to know the 5 to 10 teams, generally 5 teams, that are going to be in the hunt for the national championship, because we've got a lot of big games at the top that are being played in week 1. For example, Modern Day number 1, they go to Florida to take on Florida Power St. Thomas Aquinas. They won 10 straight. Wow. So that's just one example of the number of games that are being played early in the season that are really going to kind of sort things out in a hurry.
That is Jeff Fisher joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we talked about the top of the food chain. What are some of the states that people would be surprised the high school players that are coming out of there?
Yeah. Well, you know, the one that always kind of surprises people when I say it is Ohio. But Ohio's really, especially when it comes to, you know, offensive and defensive lines, they're cranking out a lot of people. But the states that are up and coming, and I know here in the South I may be riling some people, but Alabama is getting better and better and better. Tennessee is getting better and better and better. Sam, you'll love this. South Carolina has gotten better over the last decade. Okay. North Carolina, the states right around Georgia are getting really, really good. And that's why I was advocating at the top to say, hey, let's go across the borders here and play some of these teams like an Oakland up in Murfreesboro, or, you know, go over to the Birmingham area and play, you know, at Thompson, which Grayson is, by the way. That's one of the hell of a games you want to watch early on in the season when Grayson takes on Thompson.
I think Carrollton has Parker, too. I think they played last season. I think they'll play Carrollton this season.
I got to jump in.
Go ahead.
Jeff, you were finishing up a statement. I want you to finish that, and I'll come with my question.
All I was going to say is that's why I'm advocating for that, because I think it's good for the fans. It's good for the game and all that. And let's face it, we all like talking smack, right? Georgia's better than blah, blah, blah. Pennsylvania's better than blah, blah, blah. We love talking smack.
I was going to bring this up because, you know, as I asked you that question about what states are emerging as high school powerhouses, I'm just surprised in a contentious way. To me, at least, it seems like there is nothing going on. Nobody's making noises on a high school football level between the Mississippi River until you hit California. That whole area of the country, you guys rarely talk about high school powers or, you know, top players coming from those areas. Am I missing something?
No, I mean, you're going to find a kid here and there. I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm an old guy, you know, where you couldn't find people and you'd be surprised somebody came out of a Colorado or an Iowa or whatever. I mean, with the scouting services and all that, it's easy to find them. But in general, yeah, you know, it's population center. It's a whole lot of different things, but you're 100% right about that. I mean, and one of the reasons we're based here in Georgia now is, I mean, this is, you know, I again, not offending anybody, but I don't know. Sometimes it's God football. Sometimes it's football God, depending what time of the year.
true.
You guys do it right down here. And by the way, it's a little chilly up here in Canton. It's a chilly 80 today, so it feels like football weather.
It really does. We got the little cloud over the sky. And well, you know, we welcome the break because, you know, the guys are out there. They got to get ready for the season. They've got those practices, and it's been real hot and toasty. I'm sure they'll appreciate this. And the Niners will come back next week. Don't worry. We're not done. We're still early in August, right? So where are you going to move around to?
We need to give one shout-out to Georgia football today. I forgot I wanted to do this at the top. Mm-hmm. Did you know, and I know you're going to love this, being the Georgia historian you are, today – with Sterling Sharp going into the hall in Canton, Ohio. Brothers Shannon and Sterling, first brothers ever enshrined in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, the Mannings will get there, but Georgia beat Louisiana.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
Yep. The Mannings will be there, but the Sharp brothers are there, and they're going in there today. And it's going to be a fantastic celebration with them for sure. And of course, also, the High School Football Hall of Fame, Sterling Sharp becomes a member of the High School Hall of Fame, which we'll have our inductions for that in October here in Atlanta. So we look forward to that as
well.
Wow,
you just thought about something.
What's that?
As he was saying that, the brothers going in. Okay, the Sharps going in right now. Mm-hmm. One of the brothers had to retire because of a neck injury, and mm-hmm. they didn't know how to fix it. Mm-hmm. When the Mannings go in,
right.
The same thing. One of the brothers had to cut it short because of a neck injury, and they weren't sure of how much longer Peyton could play. Now, he was having some other issues, but Peyton's issue was the same as Sterling's.
Yeah.
I just found that interesting.
Well, before that, though, he had a chance to accomplish a lot more than
don't get me started. That was regular season.
Yeah. You know, well, hey, we'll see. You want to get
regular season. Greatest regular season quarterback there's been.
You're going to move around for some games, Jeff. Which ones are you going to try to get out and see yourself in person?
I mean, Buford Milton, you know, just goes up there to the top. You know, I like Douglas County. You know, if somebody was to say to me, who do you think could surprise? And I don't think Douglas County is a surprise anymore, right? We've got them in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But they open against North Gwinnett, if I'm not mistaken, at the Corky Kell Dave Snyder, right? Is that correct? I believe. Yeah, I think that's correct. But, you know, Douglas County at 36, they would be a surprise. And you know what? I got to go see what Adam Clack is going to do at Parkview. I'm a big Adam Clack fan, the guy that built, you know, Milton and what it is. He kind of, he kind of fell off the radar. I'm going to see what they do. But, you know, all of the Corky Kell games are at the Dome, I think, are going to be interesting, even the ones that don't involve teams in our top 300. I mean, that's always a great time. So, that as far as around the country, you know, I want to get out. I want to see Mater Dei play Bosco. I wanted to get down to Florida. That's not going to work for some of the great games they have down there in Broward County, but a lot of them will be on TV, like a St. Francis out of Maryland against the Chaminade Madonna. You got my home state of Pennsylvania with St. Joseph's Prep. They've got, you know, a huge game playing down in Florida. They start the year at number 7. So there's a ton of games, and there's a lot more on TV, which makes it easy. But, you know, from my standpoint, you know, and I can go into, you know, the rabbit hole of what NIL is doing to football and all that. in general, the sport of high school football, especially if you just like going to towns around America and loving the fabric of the town, which is the high school football team, it's never been better. And it's getting better and better and better. And Flag is booming. So it's a good thing. We just launched HSFA Flag, if I can put in a little bit of plug.
Sure,
we're really
sure.
Going on to the flag side of things. And, you know, whether it's the high school, Georgia High School, when it comes to flag football for the girls, man. You in Florida, you're battling it out for two of the best, and I'm just so happy to see that Georgia's in the center of this exploding sport that will be played in the Olympics in 28. So
absolutely.
There's my little pitch. HSFAflag.com.
Fantastic. We appreciate it. I tell you what, you know, Chris Park and I will be calling on you when we start the scoreboard show later on this month. Look forward to checking in with you on some Friday nights for that. Always great catching up with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Jeff.
We appreciate you. And by the way, Sam, you're much politer than Chris is. Chris is really – no, I'm just
kidding.
All right, guys.
Thanks a lot.
See you later. That's Jeff Fisher. You were kind of, you went easy on him. That was nice. You saw that you took the high road with him.
What?
You took the high road with him.
What am I supposed to do?
Listen, I thought I was going to have to get Don King in here and sanction this.
No,
I wasn't sure. So you did a great job.